Well, good morning, Trailhead Church. We're so thankful you've joined us here this morning. This is a little different, but yet the same. This whole 2020, we've been doing a few of these. But the main reason why we're doing it is because we are getting our future home ready. I'm super pumped.
We're excited. We're thrilled to be with you in your home today. Grab your Bibles, get your journals, because we're going to press in and finish strong,
yep.
Ready for this new season.
Yep.
And I'm pumped.
Yeah, we want to begin 2021 with a bang. So my wife and I, in our hearts, we were talking, what do we want to share with our church family? What do we want to discuss?
Right.
What do we want to talk about? And Ann and I both have a really strong heart for leadership. We want to see leadership in our workplaces, with our friends, with our families. Being a husband, I want to be a great leader, a great husband for our family. My wife, in the same manner, she wants to be a great leader and a wife in our family. And we wanted to share our hearts, some of the things we do personally, and hopefully this will bless you. And we want to talk about it from the Word of God, that perspective, because there's no better place to start.
Actually, I was starting to put together my 2021 vision, and just over this past week, beginning to ask the Lord, okay, what does this look like, and what are some things that I want to work on? Typically, I'll put down like three different specifics in each area in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got spiritual, I've got physical, I've got like my character development, and then I'll ask the Lord anywhere between one to three things. And one of the things that I put in for the spiritual side of this is I want to grow as a leader in 2021. And I think for all of us in pressing in, we can look at like, well, oh gosh, how am I a leader? You are a leader.
Yeah.
And as we get into this, do not disqualify who you are in Christ Jesus, nor the position that he's placed you in. And I want to say this, I love ministering with Joshua. So this is a joy for me and a treat for me, but I'm so thankful over 2020 that my husband was a godly leader in our household. It was not perfect. It was hard so many times. We faced challenges.
Yeah.
We had moments where
we were in a house
right,
for a really long time.
Well, actually, you were gone a lot at the church. Our season looked different than some, but it was a big season for us.
Yeah.
And I am thankful that my spouse was godly. Thank you. So I'm saying it right now. Thank you for being a godly leader in our home. And for each one of you, if you're beside your spouse right now and they have been godly, thank them. Praise God for that.
Yeah, for sure.
For those that you say, well, I'm not married to someone that is godly, you know, this is an opportunity to not give up pressing in and praying for your spouse.
Yeah.
To get into the Word of God and be that godly spouse and have that godly character. So you are a leader and a representation of Christ in your household.
Yeah.
But for certain, I am so thankful.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you because I'm so thankful that we didn't lose our brains.
Maybe we found them quickly if we did.
We definitely, if there was ever a course correction of time or two, that happened where it was like, I'm losing it and I need to regain my composure.
We didn't stay there.
No, that's for
key,
sure.
To not stay there for very long to work through it. So that's what we're going to work through today. Just some specific things that God's been ministering to our hearts.
Yeah.
And do we want to pray? We want to jump in and pray?
Yeah, let's pray. Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold my hand. Let's do this.
Oh. Ooh,
look at this.
Wow.
Your hands are freezing.
I know.
All right. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this word, Lord, this message that we're going to bring today to our church family. Lord, we're thankful, Lord, for your word that it works. And Lord, as we speak your word over our lives, Lord, we thank you for growth and maturity in every area. So, Lord, we thank you that you are ordering our steps. Lord, you are opening doors that need to be open and closing doors that need to be closed. Lord, we thank you and we honor you with every step we take, every action that is made, and every word that is spoken. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
So
amen.
I want to start off with a great scripture because, you know, I look at this scripture and I think these are those foundational scriptures that would that really set it set you in the right motion, the right path, the right direction, however, whatever word you want to use right now. But found in Nahum, which is a minor prophet in the Old Testament, in chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "The Lord is good, a strong refuge when troubles come. He is close to those who trust in him."
Come on, Nahum what?
1:7.
Sorry, I had to get there.
It's a minor prophet, so
no,
it's very small.
No, I know. I had to use my tabs.
I know.
It's okay. All right, Nahum 1:7.
Yeah, so the very last part of that scripture is really awesome. He is close to those who trust in him.
Right.
He knows those. Other translations will say he knows those
who
trust in him. Because he knows those. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
He knows who you are, and that's a great foundational scripture you can sit in place in your family, in your workplace where you work, to know, hey, God knows who you are. That's an importance, and that you're not going to mess this up, because God's going to take care of you. You're trusting in him. He's taking care of you.
And that's the key, is the word trust. Are you trusting in God? So often as leaders in our leadership, to be a godly leader means that we put our trust first in him, not in ourselves.
Yeah.
I went through a season where the Lord said, hey, thanks. The Lord said, Anna, you are trying to lead and have me follow when I have called you to follow and for me to lead. There you go.
There you go.
So in that, that's what's key within this, is God is wanting us to trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
And true leaders know how to follow Christ. True leaders know how to lay down and surrender in those moments to say, okay, if I don't know what to do right now, I need to seek after his wisdom.
Right. Yeah, because in Proverbs 23:26, it says, "Oh, my son, give me your heart. May your eyes take delight in following my ways."
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So in beginning this season and finishing this season and moving forward all the way around, are you following Christ? And in order to follow someone, you've got to be close to them.
Right.
In order to hear the shepherd's voice, then you're going to have to press in and be close enough to hear his voice. I don't want to be so far away that he's having to yell after me all of the time.
Right.
Right? Does that make sense?
Well, like the way we do our children.
Right, yeah. Like, I am determined that this season, moving forward, God, I am closer to you than ever before. And in that, I'm hearing your voice and my trust is in you.
Yeah, and I think that's what Paul says. You know, it's a time as you grow older to put away childish things. I mean, and that talks about the maturity factor. There's a maturity in who we are. As you are leaning into the things of God, you're going to grow, because that is the goodness.
So what are childish things?
Well, I think I talked about it this past Sunday, self-control.
Oh, right. Oh, that's huge.
Right.
Not having, not allowing the Holy
reckless
Spirit.
Reckless way of living versus a self-control way of living.
And self-control is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's the last fruit mentioned, which is interesting to me, because I feel like that it helps us with every other fruit that the Holy Spirit gives us.
Yeah.
And we have a little girl, she's 8 years old. We're in that slightly phase of life. You know, when I think of childish things, I think of my kids playing the don't touch me game.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst. You know, I think of things where you wear your emotions on your sleeves to the point that you're constantly in offense.
Right.
Or we're in a state of whining, or it becomes all about me. Yeah. Like, we can go down the line of areas in our life where you say, God, I don't want to live this way. And often we think that, well, this is just who I am. But have you ever thought, and this is hard, but maybe who you are, you're mean right now. And people don't want to hang out with you because you're mean. I know that's harsh.
That's really harsh.
That is harsh. But in evaluations, so growing up, I was a very blunt child. And if I thought it, I would say it. And I hit a point in middle school where the Holy Spirit convicted me. And he said, Anna, you're not going to have friends for very long if you just say what you think. And I praise God for the Holy Ghost. And you know me. You know I'm very blunt.
Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit has had to, he convicted me. Praise God for the Holy Ghost. But then I have had to allow that fruit to develop of self-control and operate in compassion and God's mercy and his grace. God wants to transform you today to be the leader that he's called you to be.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And with self-control, Anna's pointing out the self-evaluation moments,
right,
of saying, hey, some of this reckless living, some of the things I'm doing, it's not, you're not practicing self-control. You're not practicing those the methods to get to a purpose of sorts that God's given you. You're hindering your own self. One of the things that I love, this statement that don't fall in love with the plans and the product, fall in love with the purpose. It's not about the what, it's about the why. You know, God's given us a purpose, and sometimes we can stray off of that purpose and fall in love with things that aren't really important. Those plans, the products of what's happening. And then that's where you fall victim to ways that aren't of God. And you stray away from actually the purpose. And that's what we're wanting you to bring your focus back to. And sometimes it takes some self-evaluation. Looking and examining yourself in the mirror and saying, all right, what am I doing? Why am I not seeing, and why am I not excited about the things of God? Why am I not doing the things of God? What is that? And as she's pointed out earlier, that poisoning at times, that you've become angry, maybe an expectation that you had has failed because you had set it in a different perspective. We see that with Job and his friends in the book of Job. If you pay attention to that story, you'll see there was some expectations, this ideology that was wrong, and it corrected so that you can get to that purpose that God has for you, and falling in love with that purpose.
So, and each one of us have a God-given purpose.
Yeah.
So we're saying today we want to grow as leaders in where God has placed us. And in that, we're going to have a time of examining our hearts.
Right.
Of going to the Lord and saying, God, what do you want to grow in me?
Yeah.
What are things that I can lay down and surrender before you? And often these are areas that, sometimes it's areas we haven't quite recognized yet. But if you ask the Holy Spirit, He will so lovingly and gently just come in and say, hey, I want you to work on this.
Yeah.
And then what I like to do is write those things down and present them to the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit for help to grab scripture.
Right.
And the Word of God transforms your thinking. The Word of God is what will come in and pierce through that area and help you to grow. But in focusing in on that purpose, we often say when we do premarital counseling, you can be so focused in on the wedding, the day of, like the actual wedding, right?
Right.
That you miss the whole purpose of why you are getting married. That there's a marriage that follows that very lavish, thought out, well-prepared wedding,
right?
Right. Your marriage, yes, we want you to have a beautiful wedding, but that's not the marriage.
Right.
So then you get married and you're like, oh, now what?
Now what?
Well, you have a purpose together in your marriage.
Yeah.
And that means you're going to have a give and take.
Right.
You're no longer two but one. Well, there are going to be things that I have to lay down.
Right.
When Joshua and I first got married, and continuing, we've got 16 years under our belt. It's amazing. And we have grown so much.
Oh, yeah.
And our marriage is getting better and better. But we have difficult conversations, hard conversations. Out of these hard conversations come the greatest growth. Having those moments where we communicate to the point where we receive,
mm-hmm,
right?
Right, you got to receive.
And where we're willing to say, okay, I need to work on this.
Yeah, she points out something that's really important. It's easy at times to give, especially in that manner of what she's talking about, give, you know, meaning not necessarily you're giving instructions, you're giving whatever.
Meaning like, I need you to do this for me, or I want you to
do
this, or...
Yeah.
You're missing that, or
right,
you need to do that.
But you got to also be on the end of receiving, that you can receive those corrective moments. You can receive those whatever it is. You've got to be able to receive.
This is a two-way street.
Right.
The same way it's a two-way street with God.
Right.
Are you willing to receive instruction and correction from God?
Yeah.
One of my favorite set of scriptures is found in Habakkuk chapter 2, and he talks about going to the prayer tower, but he says, what are you going to do whenever you receive instruction from me or correction from me?
Yeah.
How are you going to receive that? And for many of us, that's where pride comes in and can really destroy what God's trying to do in your life as a leader. that's something we've got to check on a regular basis.
Right.
Or you feel like you're so unworthy that you're not worthy of receiving anything, you know?
Right.
Like, it goes both ends. And I think in this time of evaluation, pinpoint where you are and ask the Holy Spirit to help you within that.
Right.
Because we want to grow. We want to finish strong, but we also want to begin strong. When we finish something, then there's still a beginning for something else.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because this is a continual process with the Lord.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, many times, and let's go with marriage, just because we just discussed that. Let's stick with marriage for a second. I want to be a strong leader for you, but I want to do it from my relationship with what I have with God. Yeah. God is showing me how to be a leader. God is giving me those plans, those instructions. You know, we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. We found this in Romans 8:28. I want those good things to come out of our marriage. Well, that happens because I love God. And when I love God, I am in that position of receiving from him all things, anything. And that love is good. It's critical, but yet at the same time, it's constructive. God's telling me, hey, be
convicting.
This, do that. Yeah,
yeah,
it's convicting and it's a good thing. And so that when my wife and I will have our spats, but it's quick to say, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way, or I didn't want it this way, or whatever.
The other day, I had just one of those days. And it was on a Saturday. Pretty much anything that day was going to rub me wrong. And so that means Josh rubbed me wrong. And he felt it. So I determined, this is the Holy Spirit, though. When
right.
you're willing to listen and press in, and I'm so thankful. Because the Lord spoke to me. I was in the bathroom, putting makeup on. I was getting ready. We had to go somewhere.
Right.
And the Lord said, if you choose to do the right thing right now, you will finish strong tonight.
Right.
And I had a choice in that moment to stomp out of that bathroom and to just say, oh, everybody's getting on my nerves. Or to say, you know what, God, you're right. I'm going to lay down myself and I'm going to pick up your cross, right?
Right.
I'm going to pick up what you have to say about me. And I'm so thankful for God's grace and his mercy, but he came in and he helped me.
Right.
And we finished strong and
right.
it was beautiful. Do you
right.
remember that day?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, I remember it. Goodness. You know, another foundational scripture when it comes to your relationship with Christ and starting marriage, God ordained marriage, meaning that it was good that husband and wife were together. And so Job reminds us this in Job 42:2. It says, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. You know, what a great scripture to think that God doesn't want things to disrupt
right.
between his plans. Those things need to be plucked out and thrown away and discussed. We need to talk about it. And
so, you gotta talk about it.
Yeah, and so my wife and I, it's very rare that the sun will go down on those moments, but it has happened, and both of us will wake up and we didn't sleep well. It's not good. We need to discuss it. And one of the things we say often in our house is we need to be open, honest, and direct.
Right.
We need to talk about it right then and there. And we need to do it with integrity. You know, I have this great little thing I wrote down. You know, integrity ultimately determines whether what you build stands. In the same way that a house with structural integrity will stand for a century when only a poorly built home won't last but a few years. And so what I want to have our relationship built on, and even outside of marriage, is integrity. Integrity of truth, of God's word, moral values that is built on something that has lasted for centuries.
That's right.
And so that helps me to have a gut check, to have those moments to receive that conviction, that correction from God, and to move forward. So, yeah.
And I love in the scripture where he says, I know that you can do everything. Nothing is impossible with God.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Nothing is too hard for God. God's purpose will stand.
Yeah.
So who's thwarting that purpose?
Yeah.
It's not God. So if it's not him, then we have to get in and evaluate who that is.
Right.
And typically all that finger points to me, or it can be things that are coming against you within this. So kind of in an overview of where we're at so far, we're talking about being a godly leader, and we understand the foundation of this is integrity. And that integrity is based upon the Word of God, and it comes through self-examination, through knowing your purpose, whether it's your purpose in your marriage, in your home, in your workplace. If you're a parent, we got lots of parents at Trailhead Church.
Right.
Having a godly purpose in your household, and then allowing the Lord to come in and to grow you through the power of the Holy Spirit of God. You know, no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. This is your power at work on the inside of me. And God, I need your help.
Right.
I need for you to lead and, Lord, for me to follow what you're doing.
Right.
That's huge in this. That's how I want to finish and move forward in strength and dignity and honor. I think of Proverbs 31, that woman, how can she laugh at the future? Because she's clothed herself in God's strength. She's clothed herself in God's dignity. She's clothed herself in the honor of just knowing who God is in her life. And so once we finish going through possibly a difficult season where God's been refining you, where God is growing you, and you get through and you're like, oh, we made it.
Right.
Only for what? A new season to come.
Right.
Right? Because seasons change.
Yeah.
And then we have a new season come forth. So what do we want this next season to look like?